Well, hi there. Good to be with you again. The first disc needs no introduction from me because you will recognize it. The introduction, that is, from the very first note. G. Woodward of Glamorgan Le Hubach. Oh, I can't do it. I'd better say it was Tom Jones, but of course, show business phenomenon, great singer. And that was not only his first hit, it was a number one to boot. And the time was early March 1965. And that song won an Ivan Novello Award in the year's Outstanding Beat Song category. And this was the runner-up. Top 10 hit from 1965, Look Through Any Window by The Hollies, who were not from Liverpool. They were hitting back on behalf of Manchester, and very well-dressed lads they were too. Mind you, clothes had already become a big topic of conversation ever since 1963, when the mods arrived on the scene, Italian, pointed toe shoes perilously perched on Lambrettas, and Ready Steady Go was starting to be the greatest pop show ever on television, and Phil Spector was starting to be one of the greatest ever record producers. Da-do, run, run. It's easy to say once you've heard the disc, but when it came out and you just looked at the label and were introducing it for the first time not having heard it and didn't know the rhythm, you could come up with all sorts of ideas and you weren't quite sure who Ron was anyhow. That was a Phil Spector winner and, of course, a big hit for the Crystals in 1963. Now, it's easy enough to tell you the anniversary of a hit. It's more difficult to dig up original release dates. However, I'm certain that in this week, in 1968, the Four Tops came up with their 10th hit record.
You were a lady. Girl, would you
If I Were a Carpenter, a hit for the Four Tops in 1968. It was released on March the 8th, and that was the day on which our next star was having a birthday. He was, in fact, part of a group, and it may or may not be a clue to you if I tell you that on this disc, he is the one playing the drums. Remember that one, Last Train to Clarksville from the Monkees in 1967. The birthday boy was, of course, Mickey Dolenz, now very much back in the headlines because of his involvement with the stage musical version of Bugsy Malone. Oh, there's another rather important 60s birthday in March. It was March the 10th, 1964, and that's when Prince Edward was born, amidst the Liverpool sound which then dominated the scene. And one of the groups from Scouseland quite reasonably called themselves the Merseybeats.
When the night is cold and my arms want someone to hold, I think of you. When the rain is falling, I hear you calling to me. I think of you. I think of you every minute. I lie awake each lonely night. I think of you, yeah, that day you walked away and out of sight. But now my arms just long to hold you like they used to do before. I'm a broken man, now you don't.
lonely night. I think of you, yeah, that day you walked away and out of sight. But now my arms just long to hold you like they used to do before. I'm a broken man, now you don't love me no more. When the night is cold and my arms want someone to hold, I think of you. When the rain is falling, I hear you calling to me. I think of you. I think of you.
I Think of You by the Merseybeats. We're going to stay with the Liverpool sound because, selfish pig that I am, I want you to have the great privilege of hearing one of my favourites from the Beatles. Most appealing song, Norwegian Wood, from the Beatles album Rubber Soul, and that was the number one album on this very day in 1966. Let's turn the clock back to March 1969. Remember what happened then? A few millions of you will. You'll say, yes, of course. That was when Elvis retired from serving in the United States Army, hot-footed it back to the recording studio, and turned out this hit.
Shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair and squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree, oh. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. That's how love is gonna keep us tied. Oh yeah. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm in the kitchen, I'm in the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good. That's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir, be all. I'm gonna stick like glue. Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue.
Yes, that was the first hit for Elvis after he left the U.S. Army. It was called Stuck on You, and in that very same week on this side of the Atlantic, our own Adam Faith was notching up his second number one hit.
Over me, over me, sorrow is leaping around my head. It's been heard and it's been said that you could try to date another guy. Didn't I? Didn't even try cheating me with lies again, making me remember when. So how do you buy that so tight each night? That's right, I kind of hope that maybe you might. Oh, you say to me, sit and cry, this was meant to be love's unkindly lonesome. Oh, why did love pick out you for me, for me, for me, for me? I used to hold you by the sometimes each night. That's right, I kind of hope that maybe you might fall upon me. Why do voices say to me, sit and cry, that this was meant to be love's unkind and love true? Oh, why did love pick out you for me, for me, for me, for me?
For me, it's called, and one wonders if there's some irony in that title, because the disc only runs 1 minute and 40 seconds, and one wonders if maybe Adam had to pay for the recording session himself. Well, now, Adam had a second number one hit with that. It was his last number one, but he did have 21 more hits before his chart run ended in 1966. Now, at the time that that disc went to number one, a new weekly paper in the music business came out. It was called Record Retailer. They did something new because they printed a new album chart, although those days we were still calling them LPs, weren't we? And the most popular LP that week in March 1960 was one with the most predictable title imaginable. The record producer couldn't resist it, could he? The explosive Freddie Cannon.
Yeah!
down yonder in New Orleans from Freddie Cannon, a fellow who put his all into everything he did. He was only a little fella, but he had loads of zing, and that came from his number one hit LP of March 1960. On 1 year now, March 1961, and let's recall the Shirelles. Still Love Me Tomorrow, the only UK top 20 hit from the Shirelles, but I must add in fairness that they did have a million seller in the States with Dedicated to the One I Love, which we know better here from the voices of the Mamas and the Poppers. Well, like the law of gravity, all discs that go up to the top of the charts have to come down. And in March 63, Duane Eddy was on his way down with Pepe. Thank you. Guitar star Duane Eddy, who twanged his way into the top 10 with that one. And there's a little tooting into the top 10 as well, but I don't know who provided the toots. Let us remember with affection 1967, when petrol prices came down by as much as fourpence a gallon. Gosh, the motorist friend, were they not? They were heroes, but who were the villains?
I've been in the town, so wanted back in the city. I've been taken for a lost and gone, and I've known for a long, long time. Fell in love years ago with an innocent girl from the Spanish and Indian home, home of the heroes and villains. Once at night, the tunes were the light, and she was riding in the rain of the bullets that eventually brought her down. But she's still dancing in the night, unafraid of what it do in a town full of heroes and
Beach Boys classic from 1967, Heroes and Villains. And did you notice how by 1967 the backing sound had become distinctly more complicated or more sophisticated or more modern? Call it what you like, but the trend was distinctly there. Right, how about some more birthdays? There was one of them in that disc, Beach Boys guitarist and singer Al Jardine. And here's another one, Mary Wilson. No, not a Beach Boy, a Supreme Girl. I hear a symphony from the Supremes and Mary Wilson. For our next birthday star on record, I can't refer either to a Beach Boy or a Supreme Girl. All I can say is that here's a gentleman, and a gentleman, and a professor, to boot, Professor Higgins, no less, from that great stage show, which became the most expensive musical of all time and won 8 Academy Awards in 1964. Have you got it?
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Again.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
I think she's got it. I think she's got it.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it. Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain,
and where's that soggy plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Bravo!
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
In Hartford, Hereford, and Hampshire,
hurricanes hardly happen. How kind of you to let me come.
Now once again, where does it rain?
On the plain, on the plain.
And where's that blasted plain?
In Spain, in Spain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain. The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
Yes, I'm sure you've got it. Happy birthday to Rex Harrison, there giving Audrey Hepburn elocution lessons, which may or may not equate with taking her to see his antique prints, you never know. Well, My Fair Lady swept the board in 1964. A fabulous film it was. Mind you, the music was a far cry from the twist in terms of music itself. They're only 2 years away, 2 years after this hit.
Yeah!
Chubby Checker, the king of twist in the charts this very week in 1962. And the twist, of course, changed all the dance floor habits. We went on from that to the bird, the flap, the Madison, the hully gully, the pony and the lurch. But I reckon it's fair to say that the twist is the only one we really remember today. Mind you, alongside that, in March 1962, there was a much more peaceful sound.
If you found another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him. I'll step aside. If you think his lips can kiss you better than my lips can kiss you, run to him. Forget my pride. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry. If someone else's arms can hold you better than my arms can hold you, go to him and show to him all your devotion. If somebody else can make you happier than I can make you, run to him. My tears will dry.
V, if you find another guy who satisfies you more than I do, run to him. How self-effacing. Not my style at all, I must confess. Well, let's go back to March the 11th, 1966, when romance blossomed in a quite enormous way. That was when London Zoo's giant panda, Chi-Chi, went off to Annan at Moscow Zoo. And do you know what happened next? I shall tell you. The Mindbenders from Manchester sang A Groovy Kind of Love. Former backing group The Mindbenders, featuring Eric Stewart of 10cc fame and sometime associate of Paul McCartney. Now let's have our final birthday lady today, a record from the charts of 1969, Come Back and Shake Me, Happy birthday, Clodagh Rodgers. First hit from Clodagh Rodgers, that was number three in 1969. And once in a while I come across a disc from the 60s, a big hit disc that really I'd quite forgotten. And you may have the same experience too, but I'm pleased to hear it again, hope you will be. It was a number one in the USA, number eight in the UK, the date was 1963, the artists were Paul and Paula, and this was the title.
Hey, hey, Paula.
Been waiting for wishes we've made will come true.
What a cuddlesome number for 2 a.m. in the morning. Paul and Paula with Hey Paula. Thinks I'm missing one just to go. We've had the Beatles, we've had Elvis. Oh, yes, don't tell me. It's Cliff.
If you hear somebody knocking on your door, if you see somebody crawling across the floor, baby, it'll be me. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. Well, if you see somebody climbing up a telegraph pole, if you find a new lump in your sugar bowl, baby, it'll be me. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. I'm gonna search in the mountains, down in the deep blue sea. I'm gonna search the countryside, and look and look in every tree. If you find a funny face in your comic book, baby, it'll be me. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. I'll keep on looking and I'll... I'm gonna look in the city. In the forest, and the haystacks too. If you see something shooting out across the stars, if you see a rocket ship on its way to Mars, baby, it'll be me. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. Yeah, I'll be looking for you. I'll be looking for you.
It'll be me, Cliff's reworking of the Jerry Lee Lewis oldie. That went to number two in the charts in 1962. And we haven't got Cliff far away from the shadows because they round off the show any second now with a fleeting touch of foot tapper. So join me again next week at the same time for lots more. And in the meantime, from me, Keith Fordyce, and my producer, Jeff Mullin, so long.